Solar PV Cast by Shift, a podcast exploring solar energy and the role it plays in improving our lives and our planet. Here's your host, Chris Palliser.
Hey, yes, it is Chris. Thank you for joining another episode of the Solar PV Cast. It is brought to you by Shift for all your solar and energy storage needs. Make sure you visit shift.ca. Now, it's no secret that the transition to solar is happening in Canada, and it's happening fast, especially on the residential side. But thanks to tax incentives, tax credits from the federal government, which came out earlier in 2023, all of a sudden, it's picking up on the commercial side. I'm really excited in this episode to chat with a leading developer on Vancouver Island, Jal Properties, about their point of view, their perspective in the transition to solar and other renewable energies. Are they seeing it on more of their projects? So joining us right now is Karen Jal, director of Jal Properties. Thanks for joining the Solar PV Cast.
Of course. Thanks, Chris, for having me.
So Jal Properties, first give us a little background on Jal Properties and what your focus is and what you guys do.
Okay. Jal Properties is an integrated developer, property manager, and owner of real estate over here on Vancouver Island, primarily in Victoria. The majority of our properties are office commercial properties. We've got a few light industrial properties, and we've also been involved in a number of multifamily residential projects.
Wonderful. Now, when it comes to renewable energy, what's the last few years been like from your point of view? I mean, first we'll talk about a big project, Capital Park, that is 251 panels, 114 kilowatt array, downtown Victoria. Was that the first foray for you guys into solar?
It was, yeah. We built Capital Park. I guess the design was probably happening around 2015, we future-proofed the building in anticipation of adding solar panels at what we thought was some distant point in the future. Mm-hmm. And it was really surprising where just a few years later, we were all of a sudden realizing that the economics had shifted dramatically, and it was now not only financially viable, but really attractive for us to proceed with a solar PV installation, which is where you guys came in, and really enjoyed working with you and getting that solar panel up on our roof. It was fun to have what we consider to be our pilot project with solar also be such a large deployment, and it's been wonderful to have that up and running the last year now.
So the conversations in 2015 were around solar, but it just financially wasn't at that place then?
Exactly, yeah.
And that being your first one, are you now seeing it more and more as a part of Jal Properties and their builds?
I think we would always now design all new builds to incorporate rough-in for a future solar PV installation if it wasn't actually installed right at initial design, which I think would probably be something we would be doing in most cases now, depending on the roof orientation. We've started looking through our existing portfolio to identify which roofs are best suited for adding solar PV installations to. And like you say, those tax incentives have been really game-changing in terms of shifting the viability and the threshold at a number of different sites. So it's exciting to see that and know we'll have a lot more deployments going forward in the future.
Are you seeing requests from clients or maybe partners that you're working with?
Yeah, a lot of excitement for sure. We've done a lot of tours of the installation at Capital Park. It's been something that our tenants are really excited about. We know they're proud of it. They like that story behind it, and definitely starting to have that conversation is popping up a lot more with tenants. And when we're going to tenants in existing buildings just to check in and say, hey, is there interest, and do you want to work together on this to have a solar installation on your roof as well? And then we also just started an installation out at our golf course, which was our superintendent was just really excited and pushy to get an installation there as well. He was really excited about it and believed in it. And it, from an economic standpoint and a sustainability standpoint, sure is a good story to tell.
Oh, beautiful. What about Jal Properties? How is Jal incorporating renewable energy and sustainability goals and things like that into how you guys operate?
So our goal is to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions by 60% by 2030 using a 2007 baseline. So we've been working towards that in a variety of ways from, I think, first and foremost, energy conservation initiatives through energy audits of all of our buildings, electrification, a lot of our buildings through capital renewal cycles, new builds that's looked like primary electric service for the buildings, not use natural gas at those buildings. And then, of course, adding solar PV is part of that. We've also been increasing our percentage of renewable natural gas that we are using to serve our buildings that do have gas-fired equipment. So it's a slow process over a number of years, but we're using every lever we have in our toolbox to get us there. And we'd originally set the goal of reducing our GHG emissions by 40% by 2030, but we hit that goal in 2020 or 2021. So I decided it was time to step it up and stretch a little bit further.
Amazing. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's a slow process. It's a slow transition, but it is speeding up. Just like you said, all of a sudden you're realizing there are more and more things available, incentives from the government that you can up your targets. I mean, climate action is happening and it's perfect that climate action is happening and all of a sudden return on investment, thanks to tax incentives, are making investors look at it as a viable option as well. Are you just on Vancouver Island?
Yes. Yeah, we are primarily in Victoria and Saanich.
Wonderful. And I feel like, you know, being based on the island myself, there's definitely more of a desire on the West Coast for that transition. I would assume you have, you know, connections all over Canada. Are they seeing the same thing as you guys in terms of the transition?
Most of our industry contacts are here in BC, so I can't comment for the East Coast, but I think there is a lot of excitement around it. There's a lot of grassroots efforts popping up. Industry associations are starting to form subcommittees around sustainability, and our local FOMA chapter has a District 2030 initiative. And I know that there's sister chapters all across North America, so it's neat to see it really gaining traction. It needs to gain traction. This is such an important part of our future. Hopefully that flywheel just keeps building and more companies like yours pop up and all the different tools become available to help people achieve the goals that we need to achieve as a society to ensure our future here on this planet.
Yeah, 100%. We're all in this ride together. Solar is so visual. I know that it really speeds up the transition when, you know, a developer like Jal Properties does apply solar to installs, much like Capital Park. It's right behind the legislature, downtown Victoria. Do you factor that in when you guys are looking at a build and location and things like that?
We've tried really hard as a philosophy to be guided by doing the right thing, not what looks like the right thing. Solar is one of those happy outcomes that achieves both. I know there was a lot of excitement from our tenant base. We've got Ministry of Environment as one of the big tenants down at Capital Park, and for them to sit under a solar array, I think felt really, really good to them, and has certainly been evidenced in the number of requests we get for tours and people wanting information. And I'm always surprised in the sustainability world, some of the biggest impacts we have are on how our scheduling works for our building automation systems, how efficient our boilers are or are not, our heat pumps, and all this sort of thing that people don't see. And because they don't see it, they don't connect with it. Even if we tell them about it, it's not tangible to them. But as soon as you put solar panels on the roof, that really moved the needle in terms of perceptions and awareness, and really seemed to identify what was already a LEED Platinum project and then leading in the sustainability front on all aspects of that building's operation, but really solidified that psychological perception of it by having those solar panels on the roof.
You touched on it earlier, but you have been getting a lot of questions then, you know, with the solar panels on the top of the Ministry Environment.
Yeah. We've been up there many times with tenant groups, groups from the province, industry groups, all sorts of people wanting to get up there and see it. I think there's just a lot of excitement. It's a great new technology, and I think everyone's excited to see it deployed in Victoria and learn that it's becoming really viable in our market. Like you said earlier, the adoption in the residential side is phenomenal. Everyone talks about, oh, we see these trucks in our neighborhoods, and they're all installing solar panels and causing people to then look at it for their own homes. Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It's like exciting when you're buying a car and you're like, I really like that one. And then you start seeing it everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
How does it feel for Jal and yourself to, you know, kind of be leading the way in terms of commercial solar installs downtown Victoria? It is the largest solar array downtown Victoria. How does it feel to be a part of that?
I love it. I think I do a bunch of different things as part of my role, but the on our sustainability portfolio since about 2007, and it's definitely the part of my job that I just really enjoy and love, because it's rare in business to have something you can work on where the economic returns are great, the environmental outcomes are outstanding, the perceptions and the joy and the satisfaction and the feedback we get from our customers is also great. So it's one of those unique opportunities where it just feels like you're winning on all fronts, and there's not those trade-offs, which is always nice. So I really enjoy it. I'm really proud of it and really grateful to get to be a part of it.
We did shift us some community outreach solar education, and we were at South Park Elementary, which is just down the street from Capitol Park in Victoria, BC. And I showed a video of that install, a drone video of those solar panels. And then all of a sudden, one of the students stood up and they said, "I know that building. It's over there." And they pointed out the window of the classroom at South Park, and you could just see the solar panels. All the kids ran to the window and they were looking at the top of Capitol Park. It was kind of a cool moment.
Yeah, I bet. That's great.
In terms of the future for Jal and develop, you know, from your point of view as a leading developer, how do you see the future looking 5-10 years from now in terms of solar and renewable energy?
I think it's going to, just like we've seen on the residential side of things, it's going to definitely start to trickle into the mainstream and become a default solution. We've talked about this a lot with BC Hydro, and so far as electrification is great. Electric cars are phenomenal. We don't have the infrastructure in BC to support all of that. And adding those solar panels, I think, help create those micro generation or power generation opportunities that help offset that and facilitate that transition. So I think it's going to become just part of the norm. I know you guys also have a product where it's integrated right into the roofing material. I'm really excited to see that continue to evolve, particularly for residential. I think that's a fantastic solution.
So I think
we'll see more things like that, more innovation, and it'll just become part of the norm.
Have you guys looked into building integrated photovoltaics, not just solar panels on your buildings? Have you guys explored using products that have it built in?
Not at this point. I've certainly read articles and bit of awareness of them, but nothing that we've deployed or seriously analyzed at this point. I think it's probably something that will continue to evolve, and certainly exciting to consider.
Yeah, it is. That side of things is definitely evolving, and they're still trying to figure out what that looks like. So as soon as they figure that out, then no doubt you guys will be on it. Well, Karen, thanks so much for chatting with us on the Solar PV Cast today and giving us the perspective from a developer. Congrats to Jal Properties and all your success and being a part of the largest solar array in downtown Victoria.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
The Solar PV Cast by Shift with Chris Palliser. To begin your solar journey, visit shift.ca.